Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, Amazon UK shoppers, you needing a loan? Well, Amazon might be able to do that for you as long as you spend over £400. Yes, Amazon UK is now offering a monthly payback option on items worth over £400. It's about $590 if you want the dollar conversion there. The service, which is called Amazon Pay Monthly, is in partnership with Itachi Capital. The repayment, or shall we say loan, let's just put it really what it is, can be made over 2, 3, or even 4 year periods. Wow. So, if you're looking at something that's pretty damn pricey on Amazon, well, you might be able to afford it now, thanks to a loan that's about 16.9% in interest. Whoa! Of course, customers will have to submit a credit check and will, in most cases, know whether they qualify within a few minutes. Hey, I guess if you can stomach the interest rate, I guess it could be an option for you. All right, from the UK, we head on over to the US and, of course, CES. Yeah, CES going on right now with all those little lovely gadgets we think we need, but then find out a few months later we don't need, and this is probably one of them. Oh, mind you, this is a big damn gadget from Samsung. How would you like to have your fridge, yes, your refrigerator, be smart for you? Yes, Samsung's hoping you're going to need a family hub. Yes, that's what it's called, smart fridge, equipped with about every bell and whistle you can think of, including a 21.5-inch 1080p monitor right on the front. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Ah, but let's get into the smart bits of the refrigerator, shall we? Yeah, well, let's say your mayonnaise is a little, shall we say, on the departed side. It can actually alert you via your smartphone that says, yes, throw that damn thing away. The fridge will also let you know when you need to buy certain foods. Say you're out of bacon, and nobody can be out of bacon. It's going to let you know to pick that up at the store. Believe it or not, this is one of these things that actually does exist. You don't have to wait for it at CES. If you're in Korea right now, you can actually buy the smart appliance. Although it could be a little while before the thing is available across the rest of the world. But hey, if you really want to micromanage your food, might want to start saving up for this. Staying on with the lovely little goodies that's happening over at CES 2016, one thing that actually almost every gadget relies on is, the internet and, more importantly, Wi-Fi, which maybe makes this thing the coolest and most needed thing there. Well, from the folks over there at Wi-Fi Alliance, they've announced an even better and greater and power-less consuming device called the Wi-Fi Halo. And if you have problems with Wi-Fi in your house or even beyond that, this could be the answer to your prayers. According to Wi-Fi Alliance, the 802.11ah Halo is the new standard in a number of exciting benefits compared to your current Wi-Fi technology you probably have in your house or office right now. This new standard actually uses the 900 megahertz band and allows wireless signals to pass pretty much as far as current Wi-Fi radios using even less power to broadcast. That's cool. So say you got a lot of dead spots, say in your home or your work, and we all know that we've got them, this could be your answer. Also, if you're needing that Wi-Fi to extend out into the garden without actually having to have a repeater all over the place, this also could be a blessing for you. The new Halo Wi-Fi will also utilize the 2.4 and 5 gigahertz bands as well, meaning your Wi-Fi butt's going to be fully covered. What isn't covered, however, though, is the price. As with everything at CES, let's see what supply and demand does. Staying on things that are all connected, heck, why not connect your damn car 24/7? Well, that's what Toyota wants to do. And they want to send all that data up to a big old data center. Yes, Toyota wants to connect your car to the world via LTE. So it's just kind of in the background doing a lot of uploading and downloading of, stuff that you probably don't even have any idea what's going on. Now, Toyota says that every DCM-equipped car will have a standard emergency notification and a crash triggered automatically, say, by an airbag deployment. That then, of course, will send all that data up into the cloud, which can be utilized probably by insurance companies and blah, blah, blah. Now, those of you familiar that, say, had a GM product years ago, remember OnStar? Yeah, well, this is kind of OnStar with steroids, really. At least with OnStar, you had an idea of kind of what was going to and fro. With this, it's going to do a nice little background processing, as Toyota puts it. So get ready, Toyota fans. All of this lovely connectivity is coming your way in 2017. Yippee! And finally, meet the Zuckinator. Oh yes, if you haven't heard right now, we all know about Zuckerberg's plans of saying he needs a virtual artificial intelligent assistant for himself. And instead of just relying on Siri or anything else, he thinks he could do one better and actually build one. That's right, his challenge for himself this year in 2016 is to build a simple AI to run his home and help with his work. And I'm sure we'll get to hear all about it on Facebook, of course. In a post, Zuckerberg said,
I'm going to start exploring what technology is already out there. Then I'm going to start teaching it to understand my voice, to control everything in our home, music, lights, temperature, and so on. It's going to be fun.
Zuckerberg actually went on to say he wants his artificial intelligence thing to actually know if anything is going on, say, in his new baby's room. And if he actually needs to check on her just in case something may be wrong. As parents now, we need technology to see, maybe something should alert me to go check on my kid. Call me crazy, but I thought that was just called Parenting 101, technology or not. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website for everything BTN is BritishTechNetwork.com. All the great shows over there. Check them all out. Max Show, Big Show, Guitar Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show, of course, the News Show, hello, and so many others. And of course, if you love what we're doing here at BTN, your donation to help us would be very, very greatly appreciated, since all of this content is free for you 24/7. The best thing to do is head on over to our Patreon page and give us a tiny little donation. If you love what we're doing here at BTN, it's much, much appreciated. Thank you so much. And of course, the ones that have donated to us over the years, we always love you so much. Thank you so much for always your support of BTN. You can follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can check out the British Tech Network Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, yes, we will be back tomorrow for your Humpy Dumpy Day edition and getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. Probably a lot of crap from CES. Any bets? But until then, thank goodness Monday's over. Let's get Tuesday rocking. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.